to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of the hot hits, the stories for the week of January 30th to February 3rd. What's number one? The primary season race between the GOP frontrunners seems to have everybody talking. But what else are people talking about? Here to get the entire 10, the whole list, encompassing everything that people are talking about this week. That's probably not true, but News Talk Radio is the focus, and here's Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com.
Well, thank you for that lovely intro, and certainly this is hardly everything that they talk
about. People want to know.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is the tip of the iceberg of things they talk about. You know, sometimes when we do our top 10 list, people say, well, are they talking about blah, blah? I go, yeah, that's number 11. Yeah. This is the top 10 of thousands of things that are being talked about on talk radio. So let's go through the top 10 stories being talked about this past week, or have been talked about this past week, on News Talk Radio. Number 10, the death of Don Cornelius. Number 9, the intense level of Super Bowl hype. Number 8, the Fast and Furious hearings. Number 7, the Taliban-Pakistan link. The number 6, the end of combat operations, U.S. combat operations in Afghanistan. Number 5, Iran nukes slashed with the oil embargo, tied with the oil embargo. I'm reading my own slash here. At number 4, the Facebook IPO and the earnings report attached to that. At number 3, the CBO director's dim economic report. And then the big two stories are tied in together, but we had to separate them out because there's so much going on here. At number 2, the general 2012 presidential race. And at number 1, specifically, the battle between Romney and Gingrich. Most talked about people, number 10, Don Cornelius. Number 9, Tom Brady and Eli Manning. Eric Holder is at 8. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is at number 7. Number 6, Donald Trump. Number 5, a character I just cannot fully understand. He's a strange dude. Mark Zuckerberg. At number 4, Doug Elmendorf tied with Ben Bernanke. Number 3, Rick Santorum tied with Ron Paul. Number 2, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama. And number 1, the dueling banjos, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich.
Wait a minute, you left out a couple of people here, Michael. Roseanne Barr and Jerry Doyle are both running for president. Neither of them have been mentioned. What an outrage.
Yeah, what an outrage. Let me tell you something. Listen to Roseanne Barr. She's interesting.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, Jerry Doyle is interesting too, but Roseanne Barr, if you listen to what she says, she's a bright woman, and you know, I always find her presidential appearances, you know, on some of the talk shows or whatever, interesting. She's not you know, one of these weird presidential candidates from show business that do it for
yeah, just promotion, publicity. Like maybe like Newt Gingrich is doing it for.
At least Newt Gingrich. Yes. He seems like a legitimate politician.
Ah, yes, right. And how much is he getting a speech now? And how much will he get after the election is over? Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, he really has re-energized his brand stock.
How many?
You call it, right? His stock has gone up.
His stock has gone up. How many people can you remember from our ranks run for president, run for Congress, run for the Senate, have used their talk radio platform, and most of them were issue-oriented talkers who do the so-called news talk radio shows that we talk about, we profile on this program.
Yeah,
how many can you remember?
Well, off the top of my head, way back in the old days, Barry Farber.
Farber,
For mayor of New York on the conservative ticket. He got the nomination. Ross, what's his first name?
Dave Ross.
Dave Ross ran, I think, for Congress.
Seattle,
We have, of course, Martha Zoller is running for Congress down in Georgia.
What is it called? Is that G-D-A-Y or something like that? She's been on that station for a long time.
Yeah, she's on a news station.
Oh, is she?
Station.
Oh, yeah. That's right, too. She went over to an FM station.
Yeah, and she's also on the Georgia State Network.
Now, what do you think about her?
She's a marvelous woman. I hope she wins. I think she has a shot.
Does she have a shot?
Yeah, I think she does. She's a very, very formidable person. Yeah. I admire her greatly.
Yeah.
As a person. I mean, I don't like to get into the politics.
No, you don't. Yeah.
But I think she's a very good person, and I would trust her. That woman Nancy Skinner, who used to be on in Chicago, ran for some of your listeners may remember her. She ran for Senate and
when Obama did at the time of, she was running against Obama.
She lost to Obama for Senate, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Did she run as a Democrat? Of course she did.
Yes, she did. She ran in the primary. She also ran for Congress, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of quixotic, if you'll.
Yes.
That was sort of like she did.
Whimsical.
She didn't really have much chance at that point.
Yeah.
There are more. There are many.
Well, is it a natural launching point for, I've often thought as I dreamed about running, people have said, why don't I run for Congress or something? I would keep doing my radio program. How popular do you think I'd be?
I don't think you can. Unless your radio program were not heard there. We forgot.
After I get elected, I keep doing the radio program.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we forgot one really big one.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Herman Cain.
Oh, right, yes. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, we forgot Herman Cain.
Yeah.
And then there are those that turned their political careers into talk show careers. And, you know, look at...
J.D. Hayworth. Was he first? He was in Congress before he was on the radio? Or
who?
He was on the radio, then he went to Congress, now he's back on the radio again.
Who are you talking
about? J.D. Hayworth.
Hayworth was radio, Congress radio.
Yeah.
Huckabee used to be on radio.
Yeah.
He became governor, and then he's back on television.
Fred Thompson?
Thompson became radio after, but he was an actor, politician, and then radio.
He was much better as a politician and an actor than he was a radio host.
The fellow from Cincinnati, Springer.
Jerry Springer,
mayor of Cincinnati, and then became, look at Roger Hedgecock, mayor of San Diego.
Yep.
And then, of course, you have G. Gordon Liddy, who is a political figure. He wasn't elected to anything, and he's a successful talk show host.
He was elected chief felon in the year 1992, I think.
And the other fellow, oh, my gosh, I'm blanking. He's a friend of mine. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank.
Where is he?
The general. He's on Fox all the time with the military.
Oliver North
It became a very credible talk show host for a number of years. Mario Cuomo had a talk show shortly after he was governor, which didn't go anywhere, but he was on a big network. Hightower was commissioner. He became
Jim Hightower,
a talk show host. Remember Hightower?
Yeah, I do. All right, hold on. We're working through a list of some of the people who have been on the talk radio circuit and then became a host of some congressional seat, or even better than yet. So I don't think anybody other than Ronald Reagan has been involved in radio, got to the White House. We'll do a little more exploring here as we continue overviewing the talkers charts, the hot hits, the stories, the people for the week of January 30th to February 3rd, 2012, here on The Countdown.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Weekend Countdown Show. One of the things, speaking of weekend, a lot of people are interested in the fate of the radio programs and the stations themselves. On the weekend, there don't seem to be as many people paying as much attention, or at least so that you'd think that, because things are so different on a lot of talk radio programs on the weekend. Why is that? Do people's attitudes and interests change? Do they stop getting interested in being interested in politics and that sort of thing, current events on the weekend?
What a crazy, complicated, wonderful question that radio programmers ponder that all the time. What are people doing at different times of the day and on weekends and on different days, et cetera? And a lot of it is economic. A lot of the reasons that radio stations sound differently today on the weekends than they do during the week is because they either don't have the same level of part-time hosts, or they feel that they could sell their programs directly to infomercials and sponsors and generate more revenue than if they were to continue selling advertising per ratings with a regular show from the week. Some of them just don't know what they're doing. Don't give a lot of thought to it. There are a lot of reasons. I don't have a specific answer for you. That's one of the questions that I scratch my head about all the time, and it's a point of contention with different points of view within our industry as to how to program weekends.
Well, I just think this program runs on the weekend, and there seem to be sometimes hard-fought battles between, I don't want to get too inside here, but a lot of people respect you because you know what's going on in the business, and we've both been at it a long time. So people wonder, why is it different? I'm listening to this station Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, what happens? It goes away. All the good stuff that I like listening to, I got to buy minerals and I got to.
Well, how do you feel watching television? And if you're a night owl and you're watching your favorite channel, your favorite cable channel, or whatever, and then suddenly you're watching somebody selling you a juicer,
yeah,
or someone selling you, you know, colon cleanser.
Right.
What the hell is that about? I want my science channel. I want my sports, you know. And this is part of the economics and intrinsic peculiarities of broadcasting at this point in history.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's a strange thing, and you hear these people complaining all the time. They're called P1s in the business, and that is people who are really dedicated, devoted to your radio station, and it just looks like a grab for money. At any rate, it's a reality that becomes fun to talk about, as all the realities do in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison chronicles it. Check out talkers.com for all the stories of the week and insight into what's going on with some of your favorite hosts. A lot of great podcasts you can get connected to. Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here on The Countdown.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the New World Order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Michael Levine from Levine Communication, LCO Online in Los Angeles. He's called by USA Today the Warren Buffett of the media world, presented 58 Academy Award winners with Help. He's written 19 books. He's represented tons of people in the PR world. He is very well known. So as we look at some of the stories, the analysis of the big stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, politics always number one. And you wonder, Michael, or I think some of the people listening, and I certainly am interested in your response to how politicians use good news to benefit themselves. The political world always looking for a leg up. And so the jobs report this week, seemingly favoring Obama. It's the old business about why'd you wait so long? I suppose you can ask that question. But in general, for people to understand the PR benefits of this kind of news and how it's spun sometimes is also interesting.
Well, I think you're exactly right in talking about the matter with the context of spin. You know, let's imagine you had a student in a class and that student was consistently getting a D. Mm-hmm. And then one report period, they got their grade up to a C. Well, that would be an improvement, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a great grade. And I would say about Obama's jobs report, you know, we're down to 8.3. Now, me, I'd give that about a C, maybe C minus, mm-hmm. actually. For all the money he spent on it, it's pretty bad. Now, is it better? Yes, it's better. But it's still pretty bad. And to have spent as much money as he has spent in the last 3 years.
Of our money.
No, actually, to be honest with you, of your
borrowed
kids'
money,
of
yeah,
your
right.
grandkids' money.
Yeah.
He has used your children and your grandchildren as an ATM machining mm-hmm. more than any other president by far. And that would be okay if it had gotten a great result. It didn't get a great result. Okay? That's mm-hmm. These are the facts. Now, I say this liking Obama. I mean, Obama's charming, articulate, I'm proud to have an African-American president, all those things. But facts are stubborn things. And there is one piece of news that came out this week. that I think is very favorable for the president, at least in my mind, and that is that Joe Biden revealed that every single advisor, minus Leon Panetta, himself, Hillary Clinton, every advisor had not advised the president to go forward with the bin Laden killing.
And they said exactly opposite. Don't do it.
Well, Biden said don't go. Many of the other advisors said it could go either way, 50-50. Panetta was the only one that said go. And that means that the President of the United States, against the counsel of his advisors, acted in an incredibly bold and daring way with an extraordinary result.
Yep.
This makes me feel that the president deserves a lot of credit on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the economy and on other things, I think the brutal facts are clear. The president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, has been a disappointment, a significant disappointment, because his expectations were so high.
Right. All right.
And it's very vulnerable to losing this election.
Yeah. So let's just one more thread here, if we can,
okay.
When it comes to PR. The folks at Fox having a tough time, especially overseas with the scandal of the hackers. They're trying to run away from that. Interesting, I refer, and somebody else referred to the Foxification of the Wall Street Journal. And what is going on there, the way they're handling the news, it seems to be, somebody referred to it as excrement now. The Wall Street Journal is excremental. And there are a number of different issues, but is that likely, and how do they seem to handle it well? They don't, you know, they try to tell you that they're fair and balanced, which, of course, anybody with a brain knows they aren't. And so from that, where do you go with these obvious biases, and how does somebody find their way? You know, do they use it to their advantage? Is it a good PR skill?
Well, look, first, I think that, you know, it's very normal for human beings to imitate success,
mm-hmm.
right, in business.
Right.
Fox News has been remarkably successful.
Yep.
And I gotta say that while Fox News is not in any way fully fair and balanced, neither is any other network.
No.
And frankly, to be really honest with you, Fox News often is more fair and balanced than other news networks, though they're not fully fair and balanced. When CNN or anyone says that, you know, Fox isn't fair and balanced, well, neither is CNN and neither is MSNBC, and Fox actually is often more fair and balanced than they are. So they are, well, whether they're fair and balanced or not, they're remarkably successful, and it is very common to try to imitate
discredit
great success,
too.
Right?
Yeah, right. Also discredit them.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Michael, thank you. Michael Levine.
Honored to talk to you, sir.
Most prominent media expert. Lots of cool stuff going through his office, LCO Online. Michael Levine here on the Countdown.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
A reminder again that now is the time for you to call if you would like to be heard when it comes to the GOP primaries. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum. Let's hear from you on all of these people and the status as we move ahead. We all collectively seeking to find some, at least on the minds of some listeners anyway, a replacement. Pretty interesting news out about the status of Obama's presidency and how it reflects in the election. We get to that after we listen to a few of your initial calls. Andy, for example, listening to the Kiva in New Mexico. Let's go, sir, with you.
I support Newt Gingrich because I think he supports the Constitution and would follow it more than Mitt Romney. And the reason I don't like Mitt Romney is because he's like a piece of chrome. There's a thin layer of chrome that's nice and polished, and underneath it's a piece of metal. And I just feel that if Obama's reelected, that the country, there'll be more turmoil and more division, and there'll be more people feeling like the economy is going to go back down again.
800-510-8255. Newt Gingrich is the candidate. It follows the Constitution, all right, where nobody else is going to do that. It appears, well, I'm going to let these calls stand for themselves. Rhonda, let's take a trip into California for your info.
Being a Christian myself, I can't see why the evangelicals are considering Romney an angel. His religion was started by this angel Moroni that claimed he was from the planet Pleiades, and Joseph Smith was reading off a magic stone he found in a well. It just really is not Christian at all. I've seen it on History Channel. They had a thing on the angel Moroni coming down from the planets, and in fact, that's where they believe they're going to go. They're each going to dominate a planet after death. If they make it to the top level, they have to go through all these routines, where in Christianity you're saved by Jesus' blood. Ron Paul, at least out of all of them, he's trying to go more on the peaceful side than the confrontational and preemption side. You know, with Iran, everybody's after their oil, but, you know, he sees maybe a better way. So out of the four of them, I think I'd have to go with him, if not President Obama.
All right. That's Newt Gingrich covered by a call, Mitt Romney covered by a call. That's another Mitt Romney call. Geraldine in Pennsylvania, go ahead, please.
Very happy about the results of yesterday, and I like a lot of things about Romney, and I think that there's too much focus on everyone's religion. I mean, we have superstars that are Mormons, and everybody readily accepts them for what they are, who they are, and don't judge them by their religion. I do think it's important, though, that we have people with moral fiber that won't have our tax dollars go to kill anybody, and they don't espouse violence. That's the most important part, and so far we've had all decent leaders in that regard, and I think that we'll do even better than they did.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney, the most moral of the Republican candidates. So you say, that's Romney and Paul may have some sort of strategic alliance going on. Gallup released their annual state-by-state presidential approval numbers yesterday, and the results may have the folks who are living in the White House at the moment pretty worried. If President Obama carries only the states where he had a net positive approval rating this past year, Michigan is an example. He went up to 44%, which is way off from where he was. He was at like 23% there before. He would lose the election to the Republican nominee 223 electoral votes to 215. So for those of you who are looking for something optimistic about having President Obama not there, again, the Gallup poll suggests if it's based on his approval rating, he loses big time if the election is today. So that's that number. As you know, there are many people who watch television in the daytime who enjoy the input of the ladies on The View. And this program here, we're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, you and me, because I'm listening to you. Love to let the ladies express themselves as a great combination of ideas and wit and intelligence. Here, the ladies talk about Mitt Romney's victory in Florida.
Mitt Romney just seemed to just kick butt all over Florida.
Yes.
It was kind of fantastic. I mean, it was decisive victory. I mean, you got to kind of give it to against Newt Gingrich, and, you know, by 14 points. But Newt is saying, look, I'm going to keep on fighting right up until the Republican National Convention. Now, can he recover from that?
There are still many, because the clown show continues. I love it.
There are still a great many
debates.
We're done with the debates for a while.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think I don't have it in front of me, but I think the next big primary is what, March? The next big one? Is that true? Somebody better tell me. But
in
any event, you know, there are still other primaries. Uh-huh. But also, you know, you're not just doing this, you're doing this to win, but you're also doing this for influence. You know, how much of the party is still dependent upon you. But one of the things that I thought, I mean, there are a lot of things that were interesting, but I keep looking at Calista and thinking, whatever you may want to say about her hair, you know, how tough it is for the wife and how well-behaved and how you have to just smile and go through. The husband can rant and rave. The wife has to behave with this.
I've never heard her speak. Has anyone ever heard her speak on TV?
She waves a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't hear it.
She had a very interesting background because she worked in Congress for quite a few years. This is a woman who was very well-educated and had a position in government. But also what I thought was interesting last night was it was, for me, the first time that I saw Newt Gingrich's two daughters, grown daughters, by the first wife. So obviously, you know, they like daddy. They have forgiven him for whatever he might have done or not done to the first wife. Kathy Gingrich Lubbers and Jackie Cushman, and both of them, do we have pictures of them? Or did we just
show them?
I was looking at my nose. And both of them got on, very charming women, to speak very lovingly, and with all the facts, he did this, he did that, he did. And I keep thinking, oh boy, it's so tough for the families,
it's
you know.
It has to be. I mean, I think I look out there. You know, the daughters.
Well, I'm just curious. These are sending them out. These are grown women who actually...
She doesn't want to do it. We don't know how they feel.
Grown women. They're actually adults choosing to do this.
So the ladies on The View with their view of Romney's family and Gingrich's family and the election and the toll on the family, et cetera, interesting. And it's a perspective to think about, it would seem. 800-510-8255. Bob, listening in Memphis on KWAM, you are now on the countdown. Please go ahead.
Doug, I'm getting a little, well, first of all, the most misused adjective that I know of is evangelical Christians. I'm a Southern Baptist, and my denomination is considered evangelical, but I guarantee you the Mormons knock on a lot more doors than we do. This is America. Man's got a right to his own faith. I don't see that being a barrier for Romney. I'm going to vote for him because I think Gingrich has lost it, and Ron Paul's not getting a fair shake. But I think Romney's the only one, just like you said, ultra-conservative can't beat Obama. But I'm getting sick of the evangelical Christians being hypocritical and saying they're not going to vote for somebody because of their faith.
Yeah.
And that's about all I got to say on this.
All right. I think I'm pretty tired of it, too. I agree with you, so thank you. 800-510-8255. More of your calls. What do you think, by the way? That's the food for thought department now. Let's put that into gear. As we look at the remaining candidates in the Republican field and the way that they attack one another just to get headlines, apparently, and to outrage whoever they can outrage, the Romney and Ron Paul conversation, you see them happening during some of these GOP debates. So you look at each other, they seem to be friends. They have not attacked one another at all. Apparently, back in 2008, they started a relationship. They've been involved in a relationship. And they, according to people who are kind of inside writing the history of all of this stuff, they are pretty pretty interesting connection the two of them have. And if Romney is the winner, you can bet that Paul's influence will be somewhat, it won't be loud, but it'll be serious. That's the way I'm looking at it. I think it'll be serious. 800-510-8255. Sheila's in Brownsville, Tennessee, and you are now on the Countdown Live. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
So what's on your mind?
I'm just saying, I don't know why people feel like Obama is the cause of whatever's going on out here in this world when he haven't been in the office for 4 years. And President Bush been in that 8 years, and he messed up everything. But they feel like Obama.
Do you want me to, answer? Do you want me to answer your question, or was that a rhetorical question?
That's the way I feel about it.
Okay, I'm glad you called. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Mike in Newport News, Virginia. Mike, now let's listen to you and your thoughts. Please go ahead.
How's it going?
All right. How are you doing?
All right. I just thought I'd call to comment on Ron Paul, how the media kind of seems to just ignore him.
I think
he's one of the sound candidates that really stands for our Constitution and what the nation was founded on.
Very interesting man. A very smart man, sage, and someone to be dealt with. This time around, he has an influence that is serious, important. Not that he hasn't always had serious and important things to say. The news media, in its arrogance, wants to discount anybody that they can discount just because they want to, kind of their corporate heads want to try to control as much of your thinking as possible. And Ron Paul's having none of it. Neither are the people, especially the people that are, let's say, 18 to 34, who are the mainstay of his support. Their connection has nothing to do with the news media, and that's something the news media doesn't like because they express themselves and share thoughts on Facebook and Twitter, and they socialize their connections. And that's why Paul gets to the root of stuff. No filters. Paul doesn't really have a filter, and neither do his supporters. And that's what you're seeing. He's getting a fair shake among those people who really get it. And the people
who
don't.
Why do you think that the media really ignores him? I mean, maybe
because they are.
Paul is really saying it's right. I mean, if you look at issues that surround our Constitution, and especially with the health care bill. If you vote for Romney, you're just getting somebody who believes that the health care bill is okay on the state level as opposed to the federal level.
Well,
if you look at Gingrich, and if you look at Santorum, they've been establishment people for all along. You finally got a guy in there that's on a Republican ticket. And I just would urge people to vote their conscience and stand up for the Constitution. And don't let the media drag your opinions around and try to bias you into voting for the popular candidate. Maybe vote for who really has it right for once.
All right. I'm going to leave it at that. So you've expressed yourself well. And I don't doubt that having a vote for Ron Paul is probably a vote for Romney in the end. But Romney, I think, as I said before, will be influenced heavily. He gets it. He sees what's going on. He's got there are plenty of masters that you must acknowledge and deal with as a part of this process and procedure. It still hasn't changed enough. But guys like Paul are on. The thing interesting is he's way beyond. He's the oldest by far of any of these candidates, most experienced, most sage. You'd think more people who are on the stage would want to listen to him instead of listening to themselves talk. 800-510-8255 here on The Countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn, you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused. But somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes. And self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisson in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us. Call the Gulf home.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and not habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
800-510-8255. Yes, more of your calls on the GOP situation in a moment on The Countdown.
warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a wise man. You know how sometimes it works that people have their... My accountant's name is Stuart Books. He's an accountant. His name is Books. Don't you... You're excited about having a lawyer whose name is Wiseman. His website is stevelaw.net. He's here on the countdown every weekend to go through some of the stories. We review the top 10 over the course of our 3 hours together, and this visit aims at getting some information, some little noodles out of some of the stories that have legal ramifications. Certainly that's the case with number 8 this week, continuing focus on Fast and Furious. Eric Holder, the least appealing of any of the people in the Obama administration. That's really saying something, because there are a lot of really unappealing people that are there from my perspective. How does this guy come out of this? What is the real core, and why did this resurface? It was around last fall, disappeared. Now the Pauls are trying to get back into it again, or what?
Well, it's a combination of all of the above. I mean, it was a horrible program to begin with. Mm-hmm. Then there's the biggest problem that there always seems to happen in Washington, or maybe even everywhere. It's covering up, and what did they know, and when did they know, and I didn't know this program was going on. And the answers just haven't seemed terribly responsive from Holder, and it's the kind of thing where many people didn't feel he was entirely candid when he spoke about the program and when he knew about it, if he knew about it, what he did about it. So particularly during an election year, we're going to keep seeing this thing come up again and again, because it does show a vulnerability and a lack of judgment in the Justice Department.
All right, up next, the Keystone Pipeline discussion. Never mind the merits of getting oil from Canada instead of the Middle East, but there are some people who think that there's a possibility some of the water system underground could be impaired by this. What kind of legal haranguing can be done, or maneuvering, to take the president out of this? I think most people don't. If the president says no, so then how do we make this happen is the question.
You know, this really is far more complex than people would like to
yeah.
see, because it would be terrific to take away as much as possible our dependence on foreign oil, and this would be one way of doing it. On the other hand, this is a huge project that would have serious environmental repercussions that if there were problems, and it would very, very much have to carefully be done to comply with environmental regulations. And, you know, the same people who are saying we need the oil would be the first people to start arguing if there was some kind of environmental disaster. The problem is that you've got issues of state environmental protection agencies. You've got the national EPA, and they don't always end up being on the same page, and even there are arguments about whose regulations apply. So I don't think there's any way of getting this outside of the political, although ultimately I am sure this will end up in the courts, where I think that the courts have a tendency to defer to the regulatory agencies.
Yeah, and this seems rather strange. The other thing that involves the Justice Department to a certain extent, Wall Street Journal and the New York Times both are writing about the Securities and Exchange Commission investigating smaller banks at the, they're investigating fewer of the big banks at the expense of the smaller banks, i.e. the big banks that have muscle and money and power and political influence who are not getting investigated for their bad deals versus the little, I talk about my little bank here in Framingham, two offices, the banking people are in there all the time, every week, looking for a needle in a haystack. And that's because it's the same old story, I would think. Maybe there's a class action lawsuit here. The smaller, medium-sized banks get together and sue the federal government for favoring the big banks. What do you say?
Oh, you know something? I am so glad you are bringing up this story, because I haven't seen this enough. And if you look at the SEC investigations, you find that the big Wall Street banks and the big contributors, and not just contributors of money,
yeah.
the people there then go into government. They are walking away scot-free, where they should have all kinds of liability financially, while the small banks are getting hit with it. Sometimes it's even been a matter of specific laws when you start looking at them. They make it easier for some of these larger institutions to avoid class action lawsuits and actions of the SEC. So this is just horrible. This is the kind of thing, instead of being underground, that Congress should be stepping up to find out why the SEC isn't taking actions against the big offenders.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a story that has a lot of legs, if you will. Won't go away, and that's a good thing. Stephen J.J. Wiseman does have to go away because we're out of time. Thank you for being here with us on this week's Countdown.